Hello, everybody. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And thank you so much for your well wishes. And yeah, you're very perceptive. I'm under the weather. I'm better, but I've got a ways to go. COVID test was negative, so who knows what's going on. We have a good show for you today. We're going to analyze a host of characters. And the host of characters are people that we need to take a close look at and make decisions on whether or not we want them as our leaders. And unfortunately, our leadership is leading us astray. I just did an interview that's up on the Common Sense Show with Doug Thornton on the Doug and Dave Intel Report. And it really explains a lot of what's going on. In our country, let's put it this way. There's gold-backed New World Order. They're the new guys on the block. And the other faction is the old guard, and they're for the digital. Digital's mark of the beast, folks. It's evil. It's evil. It's evil. So we're going to have Sherry on in just a minute, and we're going to talk about that aspect. But first, we got to pay a few bills. I just closed another deal with Noble Gold. Why? Because of the imbalance. Because of the impending digital currency. Because of the enslavement that'll follow. And I want to be as independent of the system as I can. And you don't want to leave very much cash in the bank. A month to 2 months at the most. So, if that sounds like you, Noble Gold can help you. They can save your IRA. And they have details on that if you call them at 877-646-5347. They have all kinds of investment programs where you convert from your soon-to-be worthless cash that's going to be trash into precious metals, and that will help you achieve some independence outside the system. Because this beast system, I don't think, is going to last forever. I'm not of the opinion that this is going to be a successful end days movement. I think there'll probably be multiple attempts in this direction. I have a good feeling we can resist this with the right action, the right prayer, and this will enable you to try to get away from that system. So Noble Gold can also be reached, and you can get free material at goldbeforelate.com. That's goldbeforelate.com. Further, food. Biden's told you, you're going to starve. He's flat told you. I wonder how many things he says he's not supposed to. And I bet that's one of them. Well, I've said there were 23 impediments to our food supply, and I've covered a lot of them here. I'll just say this. Your time to get storable food is limited. My company is one of the few that's still operating at full capacity, haven't raised prices. I think they're the only one. And they still have a special 25-year shelf life. Go to preparewithdave.com. That's preparewithdave.com. And then one more thing. If Putin makes good on his attack, threats to the cyber grid, you're going to be scavenging for water. You need water filtration. You'll find water. But you won't find drinkable water unless you have something to convert it. And that would be the Alexa Pure Pro Water Filter. You'll see research on the website that compares this to the other products out there. And there's some other good products. This is number one. And you'll see that from the research. And they, too, have not raised their prices. And they have a special. I will tell you this, though, from experience. High demand times, they sell out. So you better move on this right away. Waterwithdave.com is where you want to go. Well, excuse me. Sherry Edwards, Dr. Sherry Edwards, is a noted expert in the field of analyzing people using bioacoustic technology. And if this is the first time here, it's effectively the wave of the future. I've even seen things come out of the World Economic Forum now. It talks about frequencies. And the frequency of your voice can reveal a lot, from your health to your truthfulness to your nature. And Sherry is an expert at deciphering this, and she's getting a lot of attention across the country on this. And I've asked her to come on and talk about a number of people. And Sherry, I'm pulling this up right now, the list that you sent me. I want to welcome you to the show. And I think I'd like to start with the pedophile protector, Judge Ketanji Jackson Brown. What do you have to say about her?
What a good description of her. I want to let you know that I really appreciate the opportunity to connect with your people, because I have an idea, an exciting idea, I think, of how important the truth is. And in the next election, And I think this Katanja person is going to be involved here, and I'm going to talk about how. But just looking at her chart, and remember that you can say the words, but the sounds of your voice will tell the truth. In her case, the sounds of her voice and her words match. I was horrified when I looked at her vocal print. When they were asking her questions, and they've already confirmed her, and they're up to something, they meaning the people in Congress and the people behind Biden, I wouldn't put it past them to try to pass some new law that says that somebody from the Supreme Court is going to replace the president.
Oh my gosh, you're kidding. What makes you think that?
Just looking at her push, she doesn't know her place in the world as the new person on the Supreme Court. She's going to push to become the leader because that's her personality. It's just, are you reading some of what I sent?
Mm-hmm.
With her, it's just incredible to me that she would not answer the question, what defines a woman? What's a woman? So there's all this push about transgender and all that. She wouldn't even answer. Her answer was, I'm not a biologist. Well, do you need to be a biologist to answer what is a woman, what is female? And that's been a big contention with this Biden group.
With
about
this perverted, let's call it what it is, perversion group.
Yes.
And sorry to interrupt you, but I want to throw one thing at you, okay? Let's start with a little levity, okay? Because this is going to get dark. So here's a little levity before the darkness. Ketanji Brown is in her maternity bed. Push, push, push. And here comes the beautiful baby down the birth canal. And the doctor says, what do you think it is? She goes, I don't know if it's a boy or a girl because I'm not a biologist. I wonder if she raises her kids that way. What a complete and utter moronic answer that was.
But it's in line with what's going on with the Democratic Party.
Yeah.
Totally aligned.
Can I change the name? The Satanic Democratic Party.
Okay. Yes, that's good, because that's what it feels like in looking at her vocal print and seeing that she has an incredibly strong foundation, which this is my way and this is what it's going to be. But she also has this very large percentage of godlike fantasy, which means she's going to make decisions based on what she wants because she thinks that's her God-given right to do that.
So on your voice print profile, you're showing a high level of narcissism?
Oh, one of the highest I've seen. She is concerned about the future, but she thinks it's her place to create the future in her way. I'm greatly disturbed by her intelligence. She's incredibly smart.
Yes, she is.
But she's on the wrong side of the fence when it comes to the people.
Yeah, she's evil.
Just the fact that that 18-year-old that had pictures of 8, 9, and 10-year-old children engaging in sex, and it didn't say with adults or with each other in the questioning. But what is that? Third graders? Second graders?
Mm-hmm.
And she gave this man, what was it, 30 days in jail or some ridiculous sentence?
Right.
Meaning that she's okay with that. If she's not going to punish the person for doing something so against society, then she must think it's okay, but she'll never say that. She gave two excuses when I started asking her. She said, the law gave me direction to do this, so it's the law's fault. And the other thing is, she said, I don't know why we have to talk about this. Well, it's her record. Of course we have to talk about it.
Yeah, I know.
There's something up with her that somebody's going to push her, or she's going to push herself into a position of absolute authority. Watch it happen. We've said a lot of things on your show that turned out to be true.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just another prediction beforehand that we want to ask people to pay attention to.
Beside extreme narcissism and godlike fantasies, are there any other striking traits that your analysis revealed about her character?
Yeah. She has a lot of naivete. She really thinks this is okay. And she has a lot of fantasy. And the fantasy is in the area of management of other people.
A dictator. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes. Yes, but she doesn't have everything together. She has a lot of little pieces scattered all over. But she really does not have, I don't know what the term is, her craft together so that she's doing the right thing.
I'm going to share this with you, and then I'm going to let you take her results and do what you will with this. But 10 years ago, I was working a child custody case that had political overtones to it. And I uncovered an antagonist in the case who was connected to George Soros. And in the investigation I was conducting, I found that George Soros donated $5 million to a group called NAMBLA, which stands for the North American Man-Boy Love Association. And their moniker phrase was, sex before eight, or it's too late. And we know that Soros is behind Ketanji Brown. We know the most radical wing of the Democratic Party is pushing for her. Is there anything to indicate, besides her weak sentencing of pedophiles, that she could one day lead a Supreme Court effort down the road to legalize pedophilia and the victimization of our children?
I would say yes, because she has all this fantasy stuff, and it's about using information, right or wrong, to manage people. And she has a very high opinion of herself and what she ought to be able to do. Her foundation would be incredibly strong if it's not for all this fantasy and naivete and these godlike feelings about herself.
Can your analysis reveal extreme fetishes, perversions, and so forth? And if so, did you find anything with her?
Well, there's a scattering and some big spots that are empty, which means that she doesn't always tell what's right from what's wrong with any kind of logic.
What guides her then?
What guides her? Looks like management. Management of the people. That's her highest score at 68. And the next one down is 38 with words. She's going to do it with words, but she thinks she's impervious and looks like she doesn't have all the answers. Looks like somebody is behind her pushing her toward this, and she's agreeing to it.
George Soros and the World Economic Forum. I know that for a fact.
She looks, in some aspects, very much like Jerry Sandusky. Jerry,
The pedophile from Penn State.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The pieces that are missing.
Wow.
But for her not to answer and to be, I don't know how these people in Congress ever voted for her. That's just beyond me. Why she won't even answer about what's a woman. There's some kind of concerted plan to do something with her and put her in a position of power.
That's really interesting. We're going to have a big die-off, though, of conservative justices for her to become a leader of the majority. And I do agree. On the minority, she will be the leader of the pack in terms of the Supreme Court. her personality, I view her as being domineering, and you're really verifying that. But I don't believe, and perhaps I'm wrong, but given her leniency, extreme leniency, in the most horrific of cases with these pedophiles, that she doesn't have a deep, dark association with the behavior in some form. Can your research reveal that, or is that outside the purview of your analysis?
Well, her profile fits that, but I don't know if I'm allowed to say it without getting sued.
Well, she's a public figure, and she'd have to prove that you knew you were lying at the time you said it before she could have a cause of action against you.
Well, bioacoustically speaking, her voice fits that profile.
Of being a pervert.
Yes.
By our traditional standards.
Yes, but she has 3 children.
There's pedophiles that have kids.
Yeah, it's just such a dichotomy in being human.
Wow. We got more than our money here. This is incredible. Here I'm getting out of my sick bed to do the show, and I wouldn't miss this for the world. This is just incredible. And you're confirming what my gut tells me. Sherry, you've known me long enough to know not only do I have a background in psychology, but I really can intuitively take people apart and judge what they are. And I'm not sure where all it comes from. I'm trained in body language, but sometimes it's at an imperceptible level. And I can be around someone and just feel the sheer evil, and I can't even stand to look at them. And I get that feeling with her. And there's nothing about her that would, I mean, she's an attractive lady. She presents well, well-spoken. She has a superficial level of charm. So there's nothing there that I see as looking at her as she's just so grossly unattractive. She repulses me. That's not what this is at all. There's something inside of her that's malevolent. That's what I sense. And if I resort to my Christian faith for analysis, I would say she's probably demonically possessed.
We should tell the audience that you and I did not discuss this at all.
No, not at all.
Before it came up. She has a score of 60, which is pretty high, on the note of F, which means she has a plan already, and it's for control, and she wants it her way. And when you look at the score of 68 for managing other people's thoughts, then that, to me, that combination is dangerous.
Well, and I see that in her answers, the extreme arrogance and the dismissiveness she showed towards senators and questioning her. I saw that too. But let me tell you one thing that I jumped to in my mind. When I saw her testimony on, I can't tell you what a woman is. I'm not a biologist. I was looking at someone right there, and I do agree, I picked up on the controlling aspect too, that if the Supreme Court ever has to decide an election integrity issue, 2022, 2024, if we have an election, she will use her willpower, strength, and lack of morality to basically do ends justifies the means, and I don't care if the election was stolen so long as my people won it. Does that fit her moral character as you see it?
Yes, and there's a lot of other people on the road to that when they think that whatever I have to do to keep Trump out of office is okay. In her case, whatever I have to do to keep these laws on the books because I want to use them is what you're looking at with her.
Well, let me give you a little political side here, and I know that your work is not geared towards looking at this. And we're going to talk about Mitt Romney next, and then I want to go to Elon Musk. And both of these analyses, I think, will bear out what I'm about ready to say. There are two competing New World Order factions today. One's being led by Putin, and it's being expressed through a gold-backed paper money. All of Latin America is going to soon join him. You've got India that's probably going to jump on board with this. And then you've got the digital ID crowd of the so-called Western ex-democracies. And so the world outnumbers now the West. And the West has gone down an inherently evil path. And we'll cover this a little bit with Elon Musk, because he addresses this directly. Now, digital money that we're headed towards instead of gold is a restrictive system that will take away all freedom. Digital ID could end up becoming Mark of the Beast. And this is the path that Kamaji Brown comes from, with George Soros, World Economic Forum based, enforced by BlackRock and Fink. And by the way, I want you to do Fink at some future time too. But this is the what I'm finding the mindset now. Now, Putin, if he wasn't such a thug, a murderous thug, he's on the right side of history right now. Not in what he's doing in Ukraine, but going to gold-backed currency and escaping the digital and Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum. He's escaping Satan. He truly is. And the WEF trained him, and he walked away and said they canceled this page. So I don't know if you get any of that, but I think we'll arrive back at the square when I ask you, let's talk about Mitt Romney. Why would this cretin reject Kamaji Brown and then a year later say, oh, she's fine for Supreme Court? She's not good for appellate, but Supreme Court, absolutely. Any clues there as to what's going on with Mitt Romney?
Yeah, two things. Let me say something about Putin. Last time we were on, we said Putin is going to wage an emotional war. Mm-hmm. He's going to go after people's emotions. And that's exactly what he's done. Bomb their kids, bomb their hospitals. This is not about control. This is about emotions and righting some wrong for Putin. And we were right. Here we go. But we were right about a lot of things we've done here. And I think in one of your scenarios, and I don't know where you would put this, but humans are reverting, or at least the people in charge are reverting to animal behavior. The strongest, the person with the most money, they get to control. And we've talked about depopulation with this COVID thing. I don't think it's depopulation, although that's happening. Let's get rid of the people costing us money. It's about control. Control the people to serve us, the elite. And Romney doesn't know which side he's on. He's just jumping from side to side, the one that he thinks is going to serve him. He doesn't know what he wants. So he's just going with the flavor of the day.
Yeah. Well, let me give you a little bit about Romney. And I reported on this back in 2014. The man is as criminal as the day is long. He was involved up to his eyeballs, along with Pelosi's family, John Kerry's stepson, and Mitt Romney, involved in Burisma and the Ukraine biolabs, the creation of COVID, the shipment of it to Wuhan labs, gain-of-function research. He was involved with Fauci. He made a hell of a lot of money, and I believe he's being blackmailed to approve this Supreme Court appointment. That's my judgment on this, because a year ago, she was no good. The other way you could look at it was, well, I didn't like her before I knew that she was okay with pedophiles, and now that I know she's okay with pedophiles, I'll go ahead and approve her. One or the other is at work here.
Well, he is straddling the fence. He lacks foundation. He has a whole lot of naivete, but he's going to jump wherever he thinks it's going to serve him better. And it doesn't matter who or what it is, whoever's in charge, Romney's going to lick their boots.
Is it because he's being blackmailed?
Did I lose you?
Yeah, I'm here. Okay, we had a little drop-off on my end here. What else could go wrong? Excuse me.
He's all left. He's not right-brained at all, thinking with what's best for the people. It's all what's best for his ego and what's best for the flavor or the person, whoever he thinks is in charge. That's what he's going to go with.
Is he being blackmailed? Is there any evidence to show that there's external controls on him?
Yes, because he lacks foundation.
Okay, that
and
makes
he
sense.
Lacks, yeah. He lacks control, or he lacks the need for control, except for justice. And he's justifying his stance on justice, just like those, what, 50-some people who signed that letter that said the abortion dossier was true. They're trying to justify themselves by saying anything to get Trump out of office is okay, and I'll lie or whatever I need to do to make it happen. That's where Romney is.
Ends justifies the means.
Yes, and he has a lot of energy in God justice, whatever he thinks is okay with God, and he's willing to lie to put it out there.
So it sounds a lot like what we just described with Ketanji Brown.
Yep. One of the things the computer said about him is you appear to overestimate your own value.
You know, the people in Utah as a whole are very family oriented, and all the data verifies this. The birth rate's up, their family activity time is up, social interaction is good in Utah. I mean, they score among the highest in the world in family connectivity.
Yes.
So it's a good, moral, upright state for the most part, with some bad actors, of course. But why they put up with Romney is beyond me. Also, too, their governor actually vetoed a bill passed by the legislature which outlawed biological men playing women's sports. Now, fortunately, the legislature overrode the governor. But this governor did I saw this a Zoom call, and I saw this on the internet. And he started off the Zoom call with high school students say, "Hello, I'm Governor so-and-so, and my preferred pronouns are he and him." And I'm thinking, oh my God, I can't believe this. He's in Utah? Utah? And Romney is in Utah? I don't know why these people are tolerating these cretins.
Because somebody's put the idea in their heads of what the truth should be. And that's one of the things I love about your show. You show people the importance of the truth. And Romney's just manipulating people. His computer printout, and this is a computer saying this about his voice, said that he uses his own self-power as a potent change opinion platform. So he's one of these hollow politicians that'll say whatever, very similar to Hillary. They'll say whatever to get to where they want to go, and they really don't care about the fallout for people and what's going to happen to the people.
I would say, based on a question you asked me earlier in this interview, you said it very well. What is it with Congress they would go along with this stuff with the, like, the confirmation of Ketanji Brown? And what you just described about Mitt Romney fits that to a T. And I'm being serious. They don't care about us. They care about having their indefinite medical care, their permanent retirement based on their second term of service. They don't care. They do not care about you and me. They care about their corporate campaign donations, and they'll only pretend to care and go on Fox News at election time. They don't care. They're in fact, actually, there was a study out. 3% of the population suffers from what we call antisocial personality disorder. And that basically is the old sociopath-psychopath combination. 6% of corporate CEOs fit this. 12% of surveyed politicians. Kind of answers the question, doesn't it?
Yes, and 47% of Congress is attorneys, and that tells you a lot about what people are willing to do.
Yeah, you know what the difference is between a skunk and a lawyer on the road? There are skid marks in front of the skunk.
Okay, I'd like to say something as an example and be serious about something that the public's being skunked about. Pelosi ran through this law, or whatever they want to call it, that all government vehicles should be electric.
Right.
And then she went out and bought all this stock in electric cars, and it made Elon Musk mad, and he dumped some of his stock so she would lose money. But that's what this gas hike is about, people. They're trying to force you to buy electric cars so Pelosi can haul money into her private accounts because she bought stock in electric cars.
Yeah, it's insider trading. Legal for them, but not for you and me, Sherry. We'd be going to prison if we did the same thing.
Well, look at the manipulation. That's what's going on. That's why I finally concluded this is not depopulation. This is control. And Hillary Clinton and all that's going on with her right now is control. Hillary Clinton stole your vote, people, by putting out this fake stuff about Trump and thinking that anything justifies the means to get Trump out of office. She went to manipulative lengths that I've never seen before to create a false narrative about the president, and Congress went along with it. And that's January 6th crap is going along with it more. You're being manipulated into voting for people that don't have your best interests. And I have a suggestion, and you're welcome to.
Oh, I can't wait, because I have a suggestion, too. Let's see if we match. Go ahead.
Let's do something on the show that anybody who's running for president, let's do their vocal print and expose them. So which one is the best for the people, for the people, and who is your manipulative, I don't have a bad enough word to call them.
Okay, I understand what you're saying. We'll call them the so-and-sos, okay? And we all know what the word behind the so-and-sos is. Now, I have a more general approach. Yours is more intellectual and defined with individual analysis, and I like that. My general approach has been this. I've been telling my audience this. It would do as well, even though there's some decent Republicans, it would do as well to vote out all incumbent Republicans. Start fresh from the top. And then vote for those Republicans that win in their primaries in the general election. And by turning over Congress as much as you could over the next 6 years with three successive elections every 2 years, then maybe you have a chance to make the government more responsive and then impose term limits. You don't serve any more than two terms, period. That's it. That's it. Go do your job. Don't stop living off of us. So that's my approach. Now, I like your idea. Generally, I like my idea, but if you thought, okay, my guy, Paul Gosar, my congressman, I think he's okay. I don't know if I can make an exception for Paul at this point because Congress is so overall corrupt. And he has spoken out some, but in my opinion, not enough. And silence in the face of evil is still evil. And the ones in Congress who think that I'm on the right side of things, good, then take on your colleagues. Start speaking. And there was a guy that did it. I forget the first the name of the guy, first term congressman. And he got told by the leadership, you shut up about our parties, about our cocaine use and all the other nasty stuff we do, or you won't be on any committees. Do you remember that when that happened about a week ago?
I don't remember that, but I want to know more.
I forget the guy's name. Bob Griswold was on my show talking about it last week. And he was reading quotes. And then we know Kevin McCarthy, who's as corrupt as any of them. He's as bad as Pelosi. He pulled him in and read him the riot act. And now this guy's going to be quiet. He was intimidated. So again, silence in the face of evil is still evil. I wouldn't shut up. I don't care if this is the only term I serve. At least the American people are going to hear the truth for 2 years.
Yes, and let's get them involved in bioacoustics. Look at Tulsi Gabbard right now.
Okay, let's go.
She's lining up with DeSantis and saying, you know, parental rights and all this, but the sounds of her voice say those words are not real, mm-hmm. that she is strongly behind what Biden is trying to do. Her words and her vocal print are in contrast.
The audience right now who follows me regularly is out there saying ding, 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 ding 7 times since August of last year. I have called Tulsi Gabbard's professed conservative beliefs to be the Trojan horse of America. I've said it'll manifest in one of two ways. in 2024, she'll take her conservative following that she's in the process of falsely building. Listen, folks, you don't go to partial birth abortion and gun confiscation to saying the things she's saying now. You don't change like that. Are you kidding me? And she's a Hindu, so don't tell me she found Jesus. And I don't think there's anything wrong with being a Hindu, but there ain't no Christian conversion going on there with Tulsi Gabbard. So 7 times I've done videos and articles, and I've called her out. I said, America needs to know. She is the Trojan horse of American politics. She will probably form a third party, like was done in 1912, and split the Republican vote enough to where the Democrat who wouldn't have won will win. Or here's another scenario. Biden's going down with his son, Hunter. Kamala will ascend. They'll take her down because she has her own baggage. She was the mastermind behind the Jussie Smollett attack, and she did it on behalf of Obama. And I've been reporting this for a long time. And they'll get her out. If Tulsi becomes her appointed vice president, Tulsi then gets to be the president. That's another scenario. Tulsi Gabbard is dirty. She's a liar. She's a fake. She's a phony. How am I doing?
It matches her vocal print.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just looked at her stuff, and I remember saying to myself, I used to say, Tulsi Gabbard's an impressive person, much like Kamanji Brown. They have a level of attractiveness. They're well-spoken. They have good demeanor. But my God, is she evil. And that's what I was saying about her when I first came across her. She ain't changed. She's here to deceive us.
I think most Congress people have just lost touch with reality. Look at Maxine Walters. She's talking to a group of homeless people, and she's telling them, go home, go home.
I think that's the dementedness of her. Hey, we're going to run out of time. We're not going to be able to cover all our people, so we'll have to do a part two. But I've got to have you talk about Elon Musk, because I've covered him in detail. So let me give you my storyline. Elon Musk was a dedicated globalist. He was in good stead at one time with the World Economic Forum, which is controlling things. And all of a sudden now, he's talking about Jesus. All of a sudden now, he's talking about digital currency as evil, inherently evil. And all of a sudden now, he buys into Twitter so he can help restore free speech. Now, our good friend, Sarah Westall, who I have infinite respect for, Sarah and I are having this little mini debate by text. And it's people, it's all friendly. Sarah and I are good friends. And she says, I don't trust him. He has this association, that association. Sarah's correct. But I found out something. He's on the outs with the New World Order. I saw a space program announced yesterday, and I can't remember the second guy's name, but I do remember the first guy's name. They were both given the contract, and we're talking about, Bigelow and, oh gosh, God, I would be doing this show when I'm this sick. Bigelow and Jeff Bezos. And they have this contract for deep space exploration. Elon Musk was completely cut out. And this is what I sent over to our friend Sarah, because I want to talk to her about this. I think his change of heart in aligning with the people is because he's been ousted from the New World Order. Now, I don't know if that fits your analysis, but tell us what you know about Elon Musk.
He wants physical control. He wants to use words and actual movement to create something very physical. And he wants it for the people. He's tried to make it clear that whatever's right for the big guys ought to be right for the little guys. I love it that he went on Twitter and bought Twitter or part of it. I just wish he would do something with it.
He's trying. You know, Trump got reinstated to Twitter as of this morning.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's incredible.
Yeah, and that wouldn't happen without Elon Musk there. Listen, I think if Elon Musk was invited back in by Klaus Schwab and NASA started giving him space contracts again, I don't know that he wouldn't jump ship again and go to the other side. But there's something spiritual about this, too, and then I'll let you address more what you know about Musk. I was, and I don't mind telling this story again, folks. I know a lot of you have heard me say this before. I was speaking at Hear the Watchman conference last month in Dallas. Wonderful group. Great, great time. But I asked my wife, I said, do you mind if we go to Dealey Plaza and look at the JFK assassination site again? And I said, I don't do any more work with this anymore, but I used to lecture on it and I'd be on radio shows as a guest. But I haven't done that in years. But I wanted to just walk it because I was there. And I did. I was standing behind the infamous picket fence on the grassy knoll, and I was overcome with a feeling of abject evil. And it was like, oh, this is like the Antichrist is here. I mean, this was actually my thought. And usually I'm pretty left-brained in the way I express things. I usually don't profess what I would call Christian insights or a word of knowledge, but I have. Well, something happened on the way back to the rental car delivery. So we drove over to Parkland Hospital where they took Kennedy's body. And I just wanted to see it. And then we're on our way to the rental car place. We stop at a stoplight. And right there was the new Tesla plant that he moved from California because he was sick of Newsom and all his policies. And I'm looking at this. I go, there's something here I'm supposed to know. There's something here I'm supposed to know, and I couldn't figure it out. Well, then I started, let me look at Elon Musk a little closer. And pretty much what I've already told you is what I arrived at. What do we have on Elon Musk in terms of personality, where he's what motivates him?
He has access to all levels, but he hasn't pulled everything together. So he hasn't even begun to fulfill his potential. And he will pull it together. He has access, but he's brilliant in how he can pull a piece of information and hook it to something else and go with it.
He is brilliant. Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah,
he hasn't done that yet. He's still sort of tangential in what he's doing.
He made a statement, and this links back into Putin. Who, listen, Putin's a war criminal, folks. I'm not backing off of that fact. Yes, I know there's been embellishment by Ukraine to fake the casualties to be higher than they are. But there's no question there's war crimes being committed. Now, having said that, if you eliminated the war crimes from Putin, he's on the right side of biblical history. Gold-backed currencies are the basis of capitalism. Capitalism is freedom. Freedom comes from the Lord. Okay, so when you follow that line of reasoning, Elon Musk said this in a video I watched. He said, digital ID to digital currency is inherently evil in a closed system designed to take liberty. Well, he's in a country that we're embracing the digital side of things. And this could end up being the mark of the beast. Do you see any spiritual conflict with him? Any kind of something that would address this?
I don't see a spiritual conflict. I just don't see him using it quite yet. He wants to create physical something that everybody has access to. And he has a lot in his naive layer, which means he's not been challenged to the point where he really had to be backed into a corner and do something. And he's going to come out fighting, and he's going to come out fighting for the right people and the right items.
I think that's his purchase of Twitter. I think that's the first step.
I would agree. And one of the things I think that purchase did was give people hope that there's somebody there that can make a difference. That stock went up, what, 35% on the first day that he bought it? That shows that people see hope in what Elon Musk is doing.
Well, the owner of Twitter is a foreigner, and I couldn't begin to remember how to pronounce his name. It's a foreign name to us. But this man is despicable. He speaks with great disdain and disrespect towards the Constitution, towards freedom of speech, towards overall American civil liberties. He is the enemy of every American person. And I think that Musk went to Twitter for two reasons. One, it's where the elite go to communicate more than Facebook. And the other thing is I think he wants to counter this evil entity that's taken over Twitter as the CEO.
I think he realizes it, just like your show and the people on your show realize, that the people in charge right now stole your future, soul what's really supposed to happen, to put themselves in control and in charge of your fertility, your fuel, your food, everything that's going on, medications, troops, security, the people in charge of taking control of all of that, so you will feel unsafe. And I'm talking to the audience. Let's take that movement back with the audience. Can I ask them to write to you and say who they think should be the right president? And then we'll evaluate them and tell them the truth, because the truth is important to us regaining our freedom and our future.
Yeah, Dave Hodges at thecommonsenseshow.com. Say, in reference to Sherry Edwards, this is who I think should be president. And if you want to put a reason in there, that's fine, because we'll bring some of the reasons up when Sherry analyzes the database. I think it's a good idea. You know, Sherry, I have to tell you, I'm concerned, and I'm not necessarily concerned for your safety, but I'm concerned for the attacks that could be brought against you, because I come on here and say, Sherry, this is what I know about the person we're going to talk about. And then 9 times out of 10, we have a lot of times had complete matches between your scientific analysis and my political analysis. And I got to believe that your confirmatory science is upsetting to the people that have secrets to hide. Have you considered that?
Yes, and that's why I teach anybody and everybody to do the same thing that I do. We have free courses and we have advanced courses. And if I teach everybody to do it, I'm not a threat. Everybody's a threat, and that's what we want. We want them to be fearful of not taking care of us right.
Yeah, you've done kind of what I did with Doug Thornton. When Doug first quit DHS, I took him under my wing and I advised him on starting a show and what to do and so forth. And he doesn't need me anymore. Just in a few months, man, he's just become incredible. He's a phenomenal force. And he's going to be a superstar in our business. But it was my way of passing the torch to a younger generation, because I can't do this forever. And I don't know that we have forever, but we need people like Doug. And it's also kind of my dead man switch. In other words, you can kill me, but the message ain't going to stop. There's too many people out there that think like me, that I've had influence over. You're not going to stop me just because you kill me. And I think I'm hearing that from you. This is kind of your dead man switch to train all these people, isn't it?
Absolutely. And if people want to take our courses, get in touch and we'll find a way to make it happen.
Well, tell people how they can get in touch.
Well, just my name at Gmail, for one thing.
And or Sherry, S-H-A-R-R-Y.
And they can remember that because my biological name or real name is Sharon.
Okay.
So that's how it got to be an A. But we have classes on sound health options. There are free classes. If they want to pay us for these classes, they can. But we've made them free for people to start their own business and to learn how to do this. That's our way of fighting back. And this is just about our political situation. We also have information about biological things, and mostly what we get is things the doctors can't do. We can look at your numbers, your frequencies from your voice. They have a pattern, they have a secret, and they will tell us what's going on in your body, and we can help people with that. That's mostly what I do. Now, people who need to know more than what conventional medicine is telling them.
It's pretty amazing. You know what your technology reminds me of? And I don't know if you are familiar with the show, but the old Star Trek show with Captain Kirk and Spock, they had Dr. McCoy with the tricorder.
Yes.
And they would use frequencies to analyze. Do you remember that?
Yes, we already have a tricorder that works with healing bones.
Wow.
Not as quickly, within seconds, but it can cut down the healing time considerably.
Yeah, you know, physical rehabilitation in sports science started doing something, I don't know, you trainers are going to cringe because of my lack of historical knowledge, but I think about 30 years ago they started doing stuff called STEM. And that was electrical stimulation of an injury area.
Mm-hmm.
And it said it promoted healing on a faster level. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. And we even think there's a different kind of genetics based on that magnetic genetics. And we'll be putting out an article about that very soon. And I would like to invite people also to look at our COVID stuff, because we found in examining thousands of voices that COVID, being exposed to it or even getting the shots or even being around people, is causing cellular inflammation. And whatever's the weakest part of your body is what's going to be attacked. And they can have their voice analyzed by going to Sound Health Portal. They just give us their voice and they get a report back, and it'll say where your body is being attacked. And again, sick people can't fight back, and I believe that's what's going on here.
That is really interesting. That's more than interesting. It's fascinating. So people can find out all about this. When we air the show, which I think is going to be Tuesday or Wednesday. Sorry, I don't have my calendar in front of me. But when we air the show, we will put up your contact information, because we do need to get people trained. You know, there's another science out there, and I trained in this briefly with Ed Dames. And it's called remote viewing. Are you familiar with that at all?
Yes.
It does work. I can tell you, having gone through the training, it does work. The problem is, it's cumbersome. Your technology can do really quick turnarounds, can it?
In some cases, yes. I mean, in other cases, like with pain, we're really good, but something like tinnitus, it's going to take time to do it.
Really?
So it just depends on the person. But I believe people have access to this electromagnetic genetics. We just forgot. We don't know how to use it anymore, and that's what we're bringing back.
Well, you know, you look at the old Eastern mystics, and I learned this in a theories of personality class I took back in the very early 80s. And the Eastern mystics used vibrational humming to stimulate healing, and it became a foundational practice for what we often call meditation. But meditation, yes, gets subdivided into medical applications and mental and physical applications as well too, but meditation can be used to cure. It sounds like you're kind of in fact, you know, one of the things I learned in that class was that each individual cell had its own intelligence. I don't know if you've come across that or not, and that's still to me theoretical, but have you found that?
Yes, absolutely. It's much like a cell is like our earth, that it has this core to it. And as long as that core is stable, the earth is going to be stable. And the same with cells in your body.
Wow. So people could get this and actually begin to heal themselves of certain conditions, correct?
Absolutely. And the additional things, well, we're not allowed to say heal, but the additional part of this is the number system in your body gives us information that conventional medicine has not touched. For instance, people who have Parkinson's, the commonality is something called ferrochelatase, and it's the last step in how the body uses iron. You don't see that in conventional medicine, but we found it as a commonality of the, I don't know that we've done hundreds of Parkinson's patients, but enough of them to know what's really at the root cause of a disease. And it's revealed in the number system of your body, your brain, your electrical system, the system that we use for consciousness and meditation.
So this could have application too for promoting senses of calm and well-being in the presence of stress?
Absolutely. What we touch on your show is just one tiny, tiny piece of what we can really help people learn to do, learn to remember. If you look at some of the history, like Göbekli Tepe, the things that humans could do thousands of years ago, we forgot. And we're just trying to bring that back. And that's what we teach in our courses and all of our computer programs. People nowadays were too concerned with get to me quick, and so they didn't want to work on finding out what was really going on. And so we computerized it all, so they push buttons now and they can get answers to what's going on. And it's all based on some peculiar, weird talent that I have of being able to hear things from people and know about them, and we yeah. just computerized all of it.
You definitely have that ability. I can test that. Sherry, we are flat out of time here, but we've given the contact information. We'll post it again on our website. I want to thank you for a very insightful show, and we got to do a part two. We didn't get everybody covered, but thank you for joining us.
It was great being here.
Thanks. I'll talk to you soon.